The two AAA Trappers squads wearing the same emblem on their jerseys went toe-to-toe at the Powassan Sportsplex on the weekend. In Saturday's opener, the U18 pulled out a tight 4-2 win in a goaltender's duel between U18's Michael Perkhart and the U16's Jackson Curran. The two teams exchanged first-period goals as affiliate Kane Savage scored off a draw for the U18 Trappers thanks to a nifty feed from Jesse Lefebvre. U16 sniper Brant Romaniuk evened the contest as he snuck behind a defender and went in all alone, beating Perkhart high to even the contest at 1-1. Nate Gravel's late second-period goal on a perfect feed in the slot from Anthony Boys gave the Trappers a 2-1 lead late in the second period, beating the U16 Trappers' talented old draft prospect Curran. Ethan Boys and Johnny Couch scored empty net goals late in the game. Matthew Seguin scored in the final minute after the two empty netters to round out the scoring. Curran, the game's first star, faced more than 40 shots in the setback, while Perkhart made more than 30 stops for the U18 win. Trappers' goal explosion. The Sunday game was a different story as the U18 Trappers came back from a 3-2 first-period deficit, scoring 11 unanswered goals in a 13-3 win for the U18 Trappers over the U16s. Anthony Boys led the offensive charge with 3 goals, while Jesse Lefebvre, Nate Gravel and Caden Koval had 2 goals each. Single tallies went to Ethan Boys, Josh Curry and Johnny Couch. Justin Rousseau had 1 goal and 2 assists, while Aiden Thomason and Davis Anello had 2 assists each in the win. Jackson Coolin, Matthew Seguin and Bryden Shank scored the U16 goals, all in the opening frame. The U16s battled hard with multiple third-period scoring chances that were missed or turned away by netminder Perkhart, who was pulled at the end of the first period before returning to action in the second and kept the U16s off the scoresheet the rest of the way. Owen Haru suffered the loss in goal for the U16 Trappers and was lifted late in the second period before returning for the third period. The two victories improve the U18 Trappers' record to 7-2 on the year, while the U16 Trappers fell to 1-7-0-1. The U16 look to find the win column by hosting a pair of weekend games at Memorial Gardens against the Timmins Majors, Saturday and Sunday. However, their next action is on the road Wednesday night in Sudbury when they face the Sudbury U16 AAA Nickel Capitals. Meantime, the U18 Trappers head west to square off against the unbeaten Sioux U18 AAA Greyhounds in Sault Ste. Marie.